Well, the conviction of the Vatican's third most senior cleric for child rape is also drawing a huge reaction from around the world. The Pope has removed Cardinal George Pell from public ministry and ordered him not to have any contact with children, but has not stripped him of his title. And questions are being raised both here and overseas about the adequacy of the Church's response to child sex abuse. Connie Agius has more.
Dozens of countries have been rocked by child sex abuse scandals in the Catholic Church, and news of Cardinal George Pell's conviction is stirring emotions for many survivors of abuse. Daryl Smith from New Zealand is one of them.
It's about time a person high up within the Vatican to be charged and also to be convicted of crimes against children. We've known in New Zealand about Cardinal Pell for years and his behaviour. He's harmed children, he's convicted, and he should be getting life imprisonment, far as I'm concerned.
But not everyone is convinced by the verdict. Francis Rocker is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal who covers the Vatican, and he says the response coming out of Rome is one of doubt.
I think anecdotally, if you talk to people around here, there's a high degree of scepticism about these charges and even about this conviction of Cardinal Pell. Whereas with former Cardinal McCarrick, the American cardinal who was defrocked earlier this month, when those charges came out last year, people were broadly inclined to believe them in many cases. But in this case, I haven't really talked to anyone who says, yes, I think Pell is guilty. People here are very dubious.
The Pope's summit on clergy sexual abuse wrapped up only days ago, and Michael Resendez, one of the reporters who uncovered widespread sexual abuse by priests in Boston, questions why the Catholic Church still hasn't committed to concrete action. He's told TVNZ the church must do three things.
The first thing they have to do is define terms. For instance, what is zero tolerance? Right now, it seems that every bishop defines it in a different way. And what is the definition of clergy sexual abuse? Those are two very important things. Once those definitions are written up, then we need a set of guidelines to be applicable and enforceable in every diocese in the world. And third, there has to be a mechanism for holding bishops accountable, those bishops who do not abide by the definitions or the guidelines.
In Australia, a suite of recommendations were made as a result of the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. But not all of them have been implemented, in particular, breaking the seal of confession to report child sexual abuse. The lawyer for one of the survivors of child sexual abuse committed by Cardinal George Pell is Vivian Waller. She told RN Breakfast this needs to be addressed.
So the commission found that there have been serious concerns about sexual abuse occurring during confession that have been raised for centuries. Although the Catholic Church has indicated they're on board with most of the recommendations, very senior Catholic officials have come out and said that that is one recommendation that they will just not consider at all.
ABC Melbourne's John Fain challenged Catholic Archbishop Peter Comensoli on the issue.
There was a recent process done in the Parliament of the ACT, and the inquiry into that found findings that the likelihood of the confessional secret being in any way a problem for reporting was the finding that it wasn't the case. If there is a change of law here civilly in Victoria, I'll simply instruct all of our confessionals to be anonymous so that there is no possibility of someone knowing what is being said to them in the confessional. The law at the moment allows us to protect the seal of confession. That's the law at the moment.
Connie Agius compiled that report.